This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama State Board of Education is set to vote today on new K-12 science standards that would go into effect next school year. Science teachers across the state say the new standards are better than the current decade-old ones. For additional perspective, WBHM's Dan Carson spoke with Minda Berbeco, policy director for the National Center for Science Education. He asked if she's surprised there hasn't been much controversy as these standards deal with politically charged subjects such as evolution and climate change.
Surprise maybe isn't the right word. I think that we're really pleased that there hasn't been a strong pushback against the science standards because it's just science. And sometimes science is ugly and sometimes science is uncomfortable, but we can't really change the science. What we can change is the political response. It's really important that the science is being taught, and it looks like these standards are really trying to connect with what science shows, which is nice to see. You know, I always feel like standards could be even better and they could incorporate more concepts and more ideas, but this is a great starting point.
As someone who's spoken with science teachers around the country, what are some of the challenges they typically face when it comes to educating kids about a science topic that's become very politicized?
First and foremost, because the science is very new, they might not have actually learned about climate change themselves when they were in school, so there's a big professional development piece. Second, though, and I think we can't overlook this, is really that because it is politically controversial, teachers are really facing challenges not just from students, but from parents getting upset that they're addressing climate change, and possibly also from administrators. We've certainly worked with and talked to plenty of teachers who are really concerned about pushback just for teaching the science. But sometimes when they come in and they want to talk about climate change, they have their own sort of passions about the political piece. And so they come in and they want to really address that with their students. And we definitely don't recommend that for a science teacher because we want the students to understand the science first of climate change. And obviously the human component is a major piece of that and it has political implications. But what we've found over and over and over again with science teachers is that if they start with the core concepts around the science, then they can later on, if they want to, or if the students feel comfortable about it, have conversations about the political implications and what they can do about it. And you can get into the biology as well as the impacts and the feedback. So it's really not like we're trying to suggest that anyone limit what they're talking about at all. There are a lot of questions that scientists are asking that you can have the students ask themselves. For example, how much is sea level going to rise? We know it's going to, but how much? And questions about species shifting, those kinds of things are really interesting and really align well with science standards.
I saw in your bio that you've done some work in the effects of climate change on agriculture. And one would think in an agricultural state, that would be an easy thing to sort of talk about and maybe do a field trip about.
Absolutely. Agriculture is a natural fit to talk about climate change on a whole variety of reasons. Of course, the impacts of climate change, the impacts of drought, changing weather patterns as a result of climate change, those kinds of things are going to be incredibly important to an agricultural state. And it's not only an opportunity to really teach the students about something that they're really familiar with, but also it's incredibly important if you want those students to then go on and be farmers, they have to know how those systems are going to be changing if they're going to be successful.
As far as the new standards and the fact that they sort of straightforwardly address evolution, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we were really pleased to see that. Some pretty significant changes in their portrayal of evolution and certainly around the term theory as well. So I think we're cautiously optimistic.
What I like to sometimes call the dirty little secret of education reporting, you know, the standards, what's on a piece of paper or a PDF or a hard drive somewhere doesn't necessarily always trickle down to what makes it into the classrooms, right?
Yeah.
So do you have any thoughts on the reality of what these standards might or might not bring about? I mean, that can be anything as far as classroom teaching.
I think that's a really good point. You can put anything you want into standards, but when the classroom door closes, the teacher's in charge, and it's really up to them to bring in the good scientific material. And this is why professional development is such an integral and central part of if you're going to bring in new standards, you need to make sure that teachers have the training and the materials that they need in order to teach to them.
That's Minda Berbeko of the National Center for Science Education speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson about Alabama's proposed new science standards. The State Board of Education is set to vote on those standards today. You can hear an extended version of this conversation at our website, wbhm.org.